Mini episode 1764 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1764 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the AMC and AMC Plus dramedy, Lucky Hank. Here's our top five notes of interest about this program. Number 5. Bob Odenkirk stars as Hank Devereaux, an English department chairman at a struggling Pennsylvania college who is undergoing a midlife crisis. The stress that Hank carries around inflames tensions with colleagues and bosses, and ultimately causes him to be exposed in the newspaper for a clash with a student. Number 4. Hank's home life turns equally tumultuous. A stable relationship with his wife Lily turns strained when she contemplates a job offer in New York and Hank is unwilling to join her if she says yes. Meanwhile, their daughter Julie is having marital problems of her own that they get sucked into, and Hank's estranged father Henry, a successful novelist, makes matters worse as he seems to be trying to wedge back into his son's life. Through it all, the trademark sardonic wit that Odenkirk brings to every role keeps the show rooted in an absurd point of view that makes it very watchable. Number 3. There are some very impactful reveals. Surprises loom for many of the characters, and sometimes they come in very subtle fashion, such as when characters are shocked at how they react to different events. There is a very real sense here that not everything is as it seems in this small town. Number 2. The casting is excellent, starting, of course, with Odenkirk. Others of note include Morel Enos, Cedric Yarbrough, Diedrich Bader, Suzanne Cryer, Oscar Nunez, Kyle MacLachlan, and Chris Dimantopoulos. Number 1. It's an interesting show that is certainly worthy of Bob Odenkirk's immense talents, and that is high praise. Your mileage may vary on whether or not you're willing to wade through some admittedly depressing subject matter to get to the occasionally uplifting or far more frequent moments of levity, but you'll be getting another trademark amazing performance from Odenkirk, one of the true greats of the game, if you do watch it. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.